From trauma to joie de vivre. How is that possible? Welcome to Post Trauma Secrets and Decluttering, where we go behind the scene and reveal how to free yourself. Come and discover the four dimensions of a decluttering journey with your hosts, Valerie Huart and J.M. Tetro.
Hey there, have you ever heard about the stress hormones? Or even worse, the death hormone? Just kidding! No need to worry. Today, let's dive into the world of one hormone specifically, the cortisol.
Yes, cortisol is a hormone released by the adrenal gland in response to stress. It's often referred as the stress hormone because it plays a major role in our body's stress response.
But hey, don't be too quickly to label it as the villain here. Cortisol actually serves an important purpose in our body and can be incredibly beneficial. Let's talk about cortisol, also known as the stress hormone. It's produced by the adrenal gland, which sits on the top of the kidneys.
When we face physical or emotional stress, cortisol kicks in to help us cope. It's like our body's superhero. You see, cortisol has a few important functions. First, it helps us respond to stress. When we're under pressure, cortisol boosts our heart rate, increases blood pressure, and gives us an energy boost to handle the challenge.
It's like your own personal cheerleader. But that's not all. Cortisol also plays a role in your body metabolism. It helps regulate the breakdown of carbs, fats, and protein, and keeps your blood sugar level in check. Plus, it can impact our immune system and inflammation levels.
It's like a multitasking superstar. Now, let's talk about the cortisol cycle. Throughout the day, cortisol levels follow a natural pattern. They're highest in the morning, around 8 or 9 a.m., and lowest at night, around midnight. That's why we often feel more energetic in the morning and wind down as the day goes on. It's our body's internal clock.
Of course, everyone's cortisol cycle is unique, and it can be influenced by factors like age, stress, and health condition. Some people may have abnormal patterns due to these factors. And disruption to the cortisol cycle, like shift work or travel, can mess with our sleep and other bodily rhythms. It's like throwing off a groove.
If cortisol levels stay consistently high or deviate from the normal cycle, it can lead to cortisol dysregulation. This can cause a range of physical and mental health issues, from weight gain and sleep problems to
decreased bone density
and mood disorders.
It's like our body balance getting thrown off. That's one of the things that happen with trauma and clutter. You see, there's this cycle that keeps growing and accumulating cortisol in our bodies. And guess what? It throws everything off balance. So here's the thing. Cortisol decides to stick around even during those wind-down times, like evenings and night. Just to give you an example, can you believe it? Does it make sense?
Remember, hormones like cortisol are vital for our overall health and well-being. They help regulate various functions in our body, like metabolism, and growth and mood. So it's important to maintain a healthy balance of all hormones. And if you have concerns about cortisol level, don't hesitate to reach out to a healthcare professional.
Also, we wanted to give you a heads up that we've developed a four-step process to help rebalance cortisol and minimize the impact of stress. It's all about taking back control of your health, life, and home, so you'll be able to tackle stress head-on and regain that sense of balance.
By the way, let's not forget about adrenaline or noradrenaline, also known as epinephrine and norepinephrine. These hormones released by the adrenal gland are part of our fight or flight response. They increase our heart rate, blood pressure, and energy levels. It's like our body turbo boosters.
And last but not least, there's melatonin. This hormone produced by the pineal gland helps regulate our sleep-wake cycle. It's like our body's natural sleep conductor. So, now you know a bit more about cortisol and other important hormones in our body.
Remember, maintaining a healthy balance is key to keeping our bodies happy and functioning at their best. Also, don't forget to hit the subscribe button and share this video to spread the word. Awareness is the beginning.
Take care.
Thank you so much for taking time to listen to this episode. If you want to help break the trauma stigma, share this episode and give hope to your friends and let them know it is possible to get free from trauma. Valerie and JM want to help you further by offering you Declutter Your Life 101. Be sure to go to dowellht.com/free-yourself. That's dowellht.com/free-yourself to get your free quick summary and start your decluttering journey. Thanks again for tuning in, and be sure to join us next time to discover another secret on post-trauma secrets and decluttering.